The Truth News Network. Fighting foes both foreign and domestic. Suffering fools, not at all. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're well today, and I want to thank you for joining us. I apologize. I've been away from that silver TNN microphone for several days, but we're back in the saddle today. This is going to be a little bit different. I think what we're going to speak of today, many of you will relate to it. There are two specific events in life that I despise: weddings and funerals. Now, I'm not a hermit, and I really love people, but weddings and funerals have always been a problem for me, but not any longer. So let me tell you a short story. I'm a keyboard guy. Some of you know me, many of you know me, and you know that I've played keyboards for a long, long time. When I was very young, I was something of a piano prodigy. My father pastored a really small church in a little small town in South Louisiana. I started taking piano lessons at age 7. By the time I reached 12, I could do a pretty good job playing in church, and that was all it took. For every wedding and every funeral at our little church, I was automatically in as the accompanist. Just imagine how many Saturdays and Sundays a 12-year-old kid was coerced into giving up an afternoon, an evening to play for people who I often did not know as they married someone else I didn't know. And of course, I was stuck losing Friday nights too, because there was always a wedding rehearsal I had to attend to get everything set for the marriage that was going to happen the next day. And then there were those horrible experiences of sitting at the keyboard, looking over at a stranger dressed to the nines lying in a coffin. It's bad enough to be at a funeral of someone you didn't know, and even for those you did know, but having to play sad songs for sad people while listening to family members crying their eyes out is horrible. Funerals were by far the worst. Through all of these years and final get-togethers, I've heard several hundred funeral messages. Some of those messages have been pretty good from time to time, but far more have been, let's say, less than stellar. Finding a minister with the confidence that he will do a good job at helping the family say their final goodbyes to the deceased has got to be a daunting task. Why is that? Two reasons. First, just like in conducting weddings, the deceased, more often than not, is not a member of the minister's church. Burying a parishioner is bad enough, but burying a stranger has got to be a nightmare for a pastor. Secondly, it's true that the eulogy and the obituary, which, as you probably know, are usually read at funerals, those are easy enough, but delivering a message at a funeral is a really tough task. There simply are not an abundance of topics with which a minister can set the family of the deceased at ease about their loss. So ministers often tell personal stories with personal examples of the minister's relationship and interactions with the deceased. That is very seldom consoling to family members, and other funeral attendees are simply lost in that process. Well, indulge me. I'm going to tell you a personal story from just a few days ago. I attended a funeral that, in my opinion, was the best funeral service of my countless funeral experiences. The minister proved that funeral services can be more than simply sad and tearful send-offs. He obviously has discovered how to draw every funeral attendee through the inherent sorrow and angst to a place of real peace. After all, isn't that what those who have suffered the tragic loss of a close friend or relative really needing? How does he do that? Gary Hinton was a quiet family guy in our community. He started and operated a very successful national commercial construction company. He employed many and had a pristine reputation in the construction industry and in our community too. Everybody loved Gary Hinton. His pastor conducted the service. Another pastor read the obituary. A tearful eulogy was given by a nephew. The music, I got to tell you, was extraordinary, and no, I wasn't involved in it in any way. great songs, and really, really good singers. Then Gary's pastor gave the funeral message. The pastor, Denny Duran, he knew Gary well. And I'm certain Pastor Denny had dozens of personal stories he could have shared about events from Gary's life that included him. But he didn't tell even one such story. But he did tell a whole bunch of stories about Gary. Stories about Gary told to him by Gary's siblings, his children, his grandchildren, and Gary's wife. Pastor Denny had spent hours preparing for that funeral. But his preparations were different from that of most ministers preparing for funerals. His prep is what made this the best funeral ever in my lifetime. What's his secret? Listen closely. Face-to-face conversations with members of Gary's family, in which he draws from them pictures from Gary's life. Gary's life with them. Those pictures were of Gary and them individually. Like, what was the best moment you can remember with your dad? He asked one of Gary's sons. What did Gary like to do most? Or tell me what Gary said at the Christmas dinner table last Christmas. Or similar questions were asked and answered in those chats with Gary's family members. Pastor Denny knew that everyone in that family had countless personal interactions with their dad, their uncle, their grandfather, and of course, her husband. He looked for the special ones, the memorable moments they would never forget with Gary. He wanted to hear those so he could share with us in the audience, so we could not just know about Gary, but could really know Gary. And guess what? It worked. How did we get there? By hearing the stories of the personal and intimate experiences these children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, and wife had with Gary. It certainly put his family in a peaceful place. It put all of us in the chapel in a peaceful place. And isn't that what funeral messages should all be about? I'll close with this. A short chapter today, I know. But it's very important as well. I hope Pastor Denny's still around when I leave this planet. Got to be honest with you. I certainly want him to conduct my funeral. My kids, my grandchildren, and other family members will certainly all be there to say their goodbyes. They each have known me well. For those of you that know me, you know we are a very, very close, immediate family and extended family. But somehow, hearing their stories from a pastor will certainly give them a sense of peace and finality at a normally gut-wrenching time. I really don't want them to suffer. If it ends up happening that way, I got to tell you, Pastor Denny is not going to build his message around his personal interactions with me. I'm certain he'll instead tell those and whatever crowd assembles for my send-off the stories that Kimby, Corey, Caleb, Marianne, and my 6 grandchildren will have told him. And I hope he tells those stories. But you know what? He could tell a whole bunch of personal stories about me. He's my big brother. Well, I know you probably weren't expecting that today, but you know what? That's right from my heart. That's a horrible time in the people's lives who are experiencing death of a loved one. But it really is a good way to include them in the send-off, the memories that they have with that person. One thing is certain. We're all headed that way sooner or later. There's only one way to get off this earth, and that's through death. Not trying to be negative in any way. I'm just trying to tell you, you can find good in every bad situation. And that's a pretty good time to help other people out. Help people through their grief. Hey, listen, thank you for joining us here today. I hope you're having a good week. I hope you have really gotten into the last few stories that we've shared with you. A lot more just like those are coming down the pipe. So make sure you stay close. TruthNewsNet.org. Until we get back together again, folks, have a great day. So long, everybody.
From Krakow to Grand Island, Milan to Hanoi. This is TNN,
the Truth News Network.